Long Island Sound is a hotbed of miniature tsunamis called meteo-tsunamis. That's according to a study from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Unlike a regular tsunami, a meteo-tsunami's wave is just a foot or two high. And while undersea earthquakes cause regular tsunamis, meteo-tsunamis are caused by the weather. That's where the name comes from, meteorological tsunami. Greg Dusek is a NOAA scientist.
Fast-moving storm systems might have sharp air pressure differences or sharp changes in wind speeds. And as those storm systems propagate over the ocean, they can cause a wave.
Dusek and his team looked at more than 20 years of data along the East Coast. Long Island Sound, the Carolinas, and Florida top the list.
The summertime thunderstorms tend to roll right over the sound and generate waves while they do that. Winter storms, especially nor'easters, can impact the sound quite a bit.
The waters on the Connecticut side of the sound were especially turbulent. New Haven showed an average of more than 5 meteo-tsunamis a year. The region also saw some of the tallest waves from meteo-tsunamis.
It's the orientation of the bay there relative to the sound, and it just tends to amplify the waves even more than you might see up along the open coast.
Dusek says meteo-tsunamis are often not that dangerous by themselves, but pair them up with a strong storm.
You can have meteo-tsunamis occurring on top of that storm surge and potentially raising the water levels even higher than you might normally expect.
Dusek says his team plans to dig into data on specific storms, like hurricanes and nor'easters, to see how they lead to meteo-tsunamis. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.